The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3251. There was an awesome panel at Star Wars Celebration Europe called Andor, the Empire and a History of Resistance. And it's a funny thing about that. I'll tell you in a moment, but I'm about to start a series of interviews with the moderator. And for the panelists, we're going to start off with the moderator, who is James Floyd. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, the panel at Star Wars Celebration Europe, which is Andor, the Empire and a History of Resistance, featured James Floyd as the moderator. James Floyd is a co-host of a podcast called Star Warsologies. Here's the description. It says, the podcast Star Warsologies hosts James Floyd and Melissa Miller combine their love of Star Wars with their keen interest in all things academic by asking experts about how their field is represented in a galaxy far, far away. Star Warsologies is a monthly podcast about science and Star Wars. So I caught the panel at Celebration and it was really awesome, and I caught up with James and a few of the panelists afterward and said that I would absolutely share the podcast once it went live because they recorded it, or so they thought. It turns out there was a recording problem and it was not recorded. However, they actually redid the whole panel that they did. They just re-recorded it basically, and with new information, and the episode just came out actually. So I'll have that linked in the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes. But for now, I'm about to share with you the one question interview with James Floyd, which, just to refresh your memory, is what's the biggest story or mystery in Star Wars that you'd like to see resolved in your lifetime? So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And now, without further ado, here is James Floyd's answer to that one question interview. Hi, what's your name and your Star Wars claim to fame?
I'm James Floyd, and my claim to fame is that I gave the first name to an obscure character. So my gift to the Star Wars canon is exactly one word.
What is that word?
Barrow, the first name of Lieutenant Oiken from Revenge of the Sith. They had a what's the story thing, and I wrote a nice story, but the only thing they wanted to keep from it was the first name, which is Barrow, which was one of the names of a coworker of where I was working at the time.
Wonderful. Well, for everybody who didn't know, thank you for explaining it too. And so what would you say is the biggest, for yourself at least, unresolved story or mystery in Star Wars that you hope will be resolved in your lifetime?
I don't know if it's necessarily a mystery, but I would love to hear the Jedi explanation for how they basically abduct kids. Like, what is their justification? Because I'm sure there's some parents that are like, here, my kid is you know, balancing things in the air. It's freaking me out. Please take my kid. But there's probably some others that, like, no, you can't have my kid. That sure, they might be a Jedi and have Force powers, but, you know, taking kids is wrong. So having, figuring, you know, obviously that's something that Disney is going to shy away from, that the fact that yes, the Jedi are baby snatchers, but I would love to see their justification and how that meshes with their overall sense of what is right and wrong.
I like that answer a lot. And so where can people follow you on your continuing Star Wars journey?
The easiest place to find me is on Twitter. I'm not on it as much anymore, but at James Jawa, so James and then Jawa.
Excellent. I'll link to it in the show notes as well. Oh,
and also I do a podcast called Star Warsologies. We talk about sciences and other nerdy fields of study, from, you know, geology, psychology, to dance and brewing, how they intersect with Star Wars. So that's at Star Warsologies, or listen to us on your favorite podcast service.
And I'll link to that as well. James, thank you so much.
Thank you. May the Force be with you.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.